Dunedin Knight, the walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark for all the play-by-play action. Here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From Lecom Park in beautiful Bradenton, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, it's game three of a six-game series between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders. Series currently tied up at one game apiece. Good evening, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you're with us on your Thursday night. The weekend is in sight. We're past hump day, and it should be a fun night of baseball down south here in Bradenton. The Blue Jays come into this one at 20-21 after a loss last night. They're eight games out of first place behind the first place Clearwater Threshers. Bradenton at 18-23, they're 10 games out of first behind Clearwater after a win last night. So with the series tied at one game apiece, let's dive briefly into how we got here as the Blue Jays took game one to extend their win streak to six, but their win streak did not survive last night as they fell 7-1. It just was not the Blue Jays' night in pretty much all facets, but the early story was the starting pitching. It was good on both sides. Jerron Watts Brown, the starter for the Blue Jays, who we'll hear from later on here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. So stick around in a few minutes for that chat. Jerron had a good night, all things considered. Four-plus innings. He struck out eight. The first run came on the board for Bradenton in unearned fashion in the third inning, so the Marauders took that 1-0 lead, and they eventually held on to that lead for good. They scored twice in the fifth to chase Jerron. He pitched into the fifth, did not get an out then, so they swelled their lead to 3-0 in that fifth. On the other side of the scorebook, the Blue Jays stranded the bases loaded in the fourth. That was really their best scoring opportunity until late in the game. Bradenton busted the ball game open in the late stages as they scored four runs on five walks and just two hits in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that really downed the Blue Jays. They could not come back. They did avert the shutout as Tucker Thoman scored on a wild pitch in the top of the ninth, but that was it for the Blue Jays offense last night. So it was a game that the Blue Jays would certainly rather forget. But that's one of the best things about baseball. You get to turn the page real quick, and here we are, game three tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's pitching matchup. It'll be Grant Rogers, the right-hander who just turned 23 yesterday. Going for the DJs, Grant at 6'7", 230, big fella, big personality, and big strikeout stuff. He's got a 4.15 ERA and six games started so far this year. He's thrown just over 30 innings. He struck out 35 in those 30 innings, walking just 11. Last week, it was a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. He surrendered four earned runs in six innings against Jupiter. The positive, though, he finished his outing with two scoreless innings after allowing two runs in the third and two runs in the fourth. So he's a guy that can really eat some innings for you, and he'll try and do that again tonight in Bradenton. He'll be opposed by Carlson Reed, a top 30 prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, according to Baseball America. Reed, the hard-throwing right-hander drafted by the Pirates out of West Virginia in the fourth round of last year's draft. He's the number 25 prospect for the Buccos, according to Baseball America. Fastball sits in the mid-90s, also throws a good slider and a changeup. He comes into this one with a 1.71 ERA. If he were qualified, which at this point he's not, he would be second in the league in earned run average with that 1.71 mark. Tonight will mark his eighth start this season. So it should be a good pitching matchup tonight. Carlson Reed goes for Bradenton, and Grant Rogers goes for the DJs. Two right-handers in the third game of this six-game series, currently tied at one apiece. It's another beautiful night for baseball. It should be a hitter's night. Despite those two good pitchers, the wind is blowing out towards right center. And we saw what that meant back on Tuesday night as we saw three combined homers. So Lecom Park here in Bradenton can be a hitter's park if the conditions are right. Hey, what do you say we talk a little bit more pitching here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. We chatted with Jerron Watts Brown, who started last night's ball game for the DJs. Had a good conversation about the differences between college, where he pitched at Long Beach State and Oklahoma State, and the pros, what he's thought of his season so far, and his relationship with his mom as well. So a really nice chat with Jerron. Here he is. We're now joined on the pregame show by Jerron Watts Brown, top 30 Blue Jays prospect, fresh off another heavy strikeout outing yesterday. Four innings, eight punch outs. How'd you feel about that one?
It was all right, you know. Kind of got myself into trouble with some leadoff walks the second to the fourth. It got to me in the fifth with another leadoff walk. Just got to be a little bit more in the zone, but all in all, decent outing. Wasn't the best, but it was all right. Get better next week.
You know, I think the last two starts for you have kind of been defined how you've gotten out of that trouble. Big bases loaded strikeouts last week, and then last night, three straight strikeouts twice. What is it in those moments that you kind of use to maybe lock in and take it to the next level?
You know, I feel like it's the same mindset as if there's nobody on, you know, just you got to give whiffs, punch guys out. Don't even give them a chance to hit the ball. And that was getting ahead of guys and then giving my best pitch later in the count. And it worked out in my favor.
You know, this is your first full pro season, first pro season overall. Here in the early going, obviously, first 2 months of the year, what are the biggest differences to you between college ball and now the pros?
I would say the biggest difference is I would say just the practicing. You know, we don't practice here. Like, we obviously practice a little bit before games, but it's not like a three-game set like it is in college. It's six games a week. We're playing the same team. The series go by pretty quick, honestly. I would think they'd go a little bit slower, you know, playing six games. But I would say that's the biggest difference. Obviously, the wood bats and then the ABS. You know, in college, you got the umpires, and then we have ABS here. So I don't think there's too much differences as of right now, but I feel like those are the bigger three.
We're chatting with Jerron Watts Brown. And, Jerron, your slider has really been, I'd probably say, your most effective pitch, and I think scouts say that's your most effective pitch. When did you learn that pitch, and when did you kind of realize, okay, this can be an effective swing and miss tool?
My freshman summer going in my sophomore year, that's when I really started throwing it. I had always had the curveball, but usually pitchers have sliders, and that's when I kind of developed it. Sophomore year, that's when it kind of moved up in my totem pole of what I was going to use for swing and miss. Yesterday was a lot of curveball, actually, that got the swing and miss, but slider is one of the pitches where I feel like I can wake up out of my sleep and throw it for a strike. So that's why it's been an effective pitch for me, just being able to land it consistently.
Totally. Now I want to jump back to your high school career when you played baseball, basketball, football. I mean, starting varsity quarterback, all-area basketball player, I think I read.
Yeah.
So what separated baseball from those other two sports?
I would say just the looks I was getting in it. Football was kind of late. Basketball, no looks in that. Just loved playing basketball. So I think the separator in baseball was just the looks I was getting, and that it was a path that I wanted to go down, and it worked out. So
yeah,
I'd say. You know, with those other two sports, would you say baseball is your favorite sport, or was one of those other ones kind of your go-to?
Football is definitely the favorite sport, you know, especially to watch. Like, I play fantasy. I'm a big fantasy guy. I love watching it. I love playing it, but I've definitely grown to love baseball a lot more as I've just settled down playing that. So, yeah.
Definitely. So one of the, I think, most unique stories of your career is your Mother's Day no-hitter back when you were with Long Beach State with your mom in attendance. Yep. And I was reading a nice article about that game where you said, you know, so cool to have her there. Yep. She's meant so much to your career. Kind of tell me about your relationship with your mom and everything that she's done for you.
It was me and my mom growing up until she met my stepdad. And she's just always been the rock, you know. She's gotten me the things I needed. She put me in positions to where I could get where I'm at now, provided me with everything I needed, even if she needed to work later, things like that. So it was just always her support and her pushing me to be my best, even when I maybe didn't want to be. So having her always in my corner, always being my biggest fan, has been the thing that's made it really special, especially that day, for her to be there and for me to do that.
You know, I think one thing that really jumped out to me was your first pro outing in Tampa. I saw somebody with a custom Watts Brown jersey. I'm like, it's got to be Jerron's mom. So that was pretty cool to see. Kind of looking ahead to the rest of the season, last question for you here. Biggest goal for the rest of the year?
I would say to just stay in the zone more, because when I am in the zone, it plays. Cut down the walks a little bit, and I think that I'll get the results I want, because when I run into troubles, when I'm out of the zone, kind of walking guys, because that's when they get their hits. So making sure I'm getting the leadoff guy out, staying ahead, and getting the guys out when I'm supposed to.
Now I lied. Follow-up question on that. You know, talking with Corey, talking with the pitching coaches, it's all about throwing strikes always, right? But for you, how much of that is physical and how much of that is mental?
I would say it's both. You know, I feel like yesterday it was a little bit physical. I was just kind of flying open with my front side a little bit. I feel like the mental side, it's not me overthinking trying to throw it for a strike. It's more of just making sure I'm staying within myself and not trying to do too much with pitches at times.
Sure.
So I would say just it kind of depends. It's maybe a little bit both. More physical than anything, just making sure I'm on time and staying smooth and through the plate all the time. So.
Makes sense. Jerron, appreciate your time, and thanks for the insight.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Wednesday's Blue Jays starting pitcher, Jerron Watts Brown. Appreciate Jerron's time talking to a little in the weeds on pitching, mental versus physical, and what a nice conversation about his mom. Clearly means a lot to him, and what a great story. No hitter on Mother's Day a few years back when Jerron was in college. Let's get you the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, game number 3 of this 6-game series between the Jays and the Bradenton Marauders. We'll start with the DJs. Gene Joseph will lead it off and play in center field, trying to start a new on-base streak after his streak was snapped at 19 games last night. Tucker Thomann will bat second and play shortstop. Joan Helipante is the right fielder, batting third. Christian Feliz moves up to the cleanup spot tonight, playing first base. Manny Beltre will hit fifth and play third. He's been red hot this month. Victor Arias will bat in the sixth spot for the first time this season, playing in left. Nick Deschamps will do the catching tonight and bat seventh. Bryce Arnold is over at second base, batting eighth. And Daniel Perez rounds it out, batting ninth and DHing. Those are the Blue Jays. These are the Bradenton Marauders, starting with Kiner Delgado as the leadoff man playing second base. Omar Alfonso, who's top 10 in the league in on-base percentage, will bat second and play first base. Eddie Rodriguez is the DH, hitting third. Axel Plaz will do the catching and bat cleanup. Shaylen Polanco is out in center, hitting fifth. Sergio Campagna homered back in game one. Tonight he'll bat sixth and play right. Solomon Maguire is over in left field, batting seventh. Javier Rivas will man shortstop tonight, hitting eighth. And Wesley Zapata gets his first action this week, batting ninth and playing third base. Blue Jays trying to start a new win streak after theirs was snapped at 6 games with a loss last night. We've got the third game of the 6-game set coming up next. Thanks for joining us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Under bright, sunny skies in Florida, it's almost time for baseball between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Bradenton Marauders. Third game of a six-game series, currently tied up at one game apiece. Blue Jays took game one on Tuesday, and they lost last night 7-1. Neither game's oil paintings by any means for either team. So both teams looking to put together maybe a little bit cleaner performances here tonight. Blue Jays ready to face Carlson Reed, a right-hander and the Pirates' number 25 prospect, according to Baseball America. The 6'5 righty will square off against Gene Joseph to open the ball game. The wind in the first pitch. It's a called strike, and we're underway right on time at 6:30 Eastern. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Reed turns and tosses. And Joseph pops it up behind home plate. Plaz tosses the mask, and the catcher puts the squeeze on it for out number one. Joseph retired. He went 0-for-4 last night to snap a 19-game on-base streak. Here's Tucker Thoman. Thoman, the left-handed hitter, had a good night last night, went 2-for-4, including a rocket for a single in the ninth inning. He scored the Blue Jays' only run last night. First pitch. He takes down and away on a changeup, and it's 1-0. Reed, drafted by the Pirates out of West Virginia in the fourth round last year, 1-0. Thoman takes a sinking fastball upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Reed comes into this one with a 1.71 ERA in seven starts. 2-0, little nubber out in front of the plate. Plaz scoops it up, bobbles, throws to first in time to get Thoman. A swinging bunt is out number two. No score, just getting started, top of the first. And the bases are empty for Juan Helaponte. Ponte went 1-for-3 last night with a walk and a strikeout. Comes into this one hitting .237. Has played nearly every game for the Jays. First pitch to the righty. Misses up, ball one. Reed throws a fastball slider changeup mix. Throws a straight fastball and a sinking fastball. 1-0. Ponte takes low and outside on a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Reed with loud strikeout stuff. He struck out 36 in 31 innings. The pitch is pulled sharply down to third, but right at Wesley Zapata. He gobbles it up, throws across the diamond, offline. It's by Alfonso, and Aponte holds up at first. And the Blue Jays have their first base runner of the night. Likely going to be an E5 there. We'll wait on the official scoring. And in the meantime, Christian Feliz comes to the plate. Feliz went hitless in four tries last night. No score. Top of the first. Just getting underway. First pitch to Christian from Reed. It misses low and inside. Plaz knocks it down. It's 1-0. Blue Jays in their traditional road grays tonight. Dunedin across the chest in that blue and white split text. Similar text to the big league club. And not just similar, it's actually identical. And blue and white numbers on the back with blue caps. 1-0. Feliz lays off a fastball. No, it's a called strike. Looked like it was going to be a ball, but instead it's 1-1. Bradenton in their home whites, Marauders across the chest in that big league font for their organization. That Pirates, pirate-looking text, if you will. 1-1. Feliz fouls it straight back. Got a high fastball there. One ball, two strikes. Black caps for the Marauders tonight. And that last play officially in the book is an E5. And now the 1-2 to Christian. After a long pause from Reed, there goes Aponte. Reed steps off and they've got him picked off. Aponte being chased back to first and a balk is called. Wave off the rundown. Aponte gets second base. There have been some controversial balk calls this week already. Marauders didn't love that one, but no real argument. Blue Jays manager Jose Mayorga got tossed after arguing a balk call last night. Count still 1-2 on Christian. Man in scoring position for him. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. So that balk, much to do about nothing. Blue Jays go scoreless in their half of the first. Our score after a half. Blue Jays nothing. Marauders coming up on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. The 6'7" right-hander Grant Rogers is ready for work for his first start as a 23-year-old. Coming off his birthday yesterday, we've got no score going to the bottom of the first in Bradenton. First pitch from Rogers to Kiner Delgado is hammered past Christian Feliz at first into right field. Aponte over to get it, and he slips. Ball crashes off the wall. Throw goes towards second, where Delgado is in standing with a double. First pitch ambush from Delgado. Got a fastball in the lower half of the zone. Turned it around at 108 to extend his hit streak to 5 games. So a hot start for the Marauders. Man in scoring position right off the bat. And here's Omar Alfonso, the team's leading qualified hitter. Batting 261 this year, went 1-for-3 last night with a double. Rogers from the stretch, sets at the belt, and the first pitch. Alfonso takes a called strike. Now's the changeup from Rogers. That's 0-1. Grant has a big arsenal. Fastball, cutter, curveball, sweeping slider, and a changeup. 0-1. Tapper off Rogers, deflects towards first. Feliz gloves it and steps on the bag for the out. Blue Jays play some ping pong. That'll go 1-3 for the putout, but far from your traditional 1-3 putout. Rogers waves off the trainers. He says, hey, I'm all good. That was the changeup that bounced off Rogers at 97 miles an hour. Alfonso's out number one. Delgado moves to third. First pitch to Rodriguez misses down. And it's 1-0. No score, bottom one. First run of the ball game, 90 feet away for Bradenton. Blue Jays infield in against the righty Rodriguez. The 1-0 is in there for a called strike. That's the cutter. 1-1. Grant really leans on that cutter heavily at times, especially when the fastball really isn't locating. 1-1. Wave and a miss. That was the slider. Rogers out in front, 1-2. Grant throws his sweeper and changeup from a dropped three-quarters angle. All the rest of his pitches from up top. So it creates an extra layer of deception. And he has been really tough on some opponents this year. 1-2 pitch to Rodriguez. Misses down and away. Hit his spot, but it was outside the zone. 2-2. Rogers with a 4.15 ERA and 6 games started this year. 35 strikeouts to 11 walks. He has the sign from Deschamps and fires. And Rodriguez swings and foul tips it. Just barely got a piece of the slider. He stays alive, still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez hitting 268 in 20 games. The pitch to him, reached out and slapped through the right side into right for a base hit. And an RBI single for Eddie Rodriguez. Delgado takes a leisurely stroll home from third base. And the Marauders lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Brings up Axial Plaz. Power hitting, right-hander. First pitch is called strike. No, it's a ball. Where'd that miss? Fastball up over the plate, apparently upstairs, according to the computer. 1-0. That one misses inside. 2 balls, no strikes. I guess that's a timely reminder that tonight's game being called by the computer. Home plate umpire Pedro Torres has no bearing on the strike zone. He just relays the message. 2-0 pitch. Again, very good-looking pitch out over the plate, but it missed up, according to the computer. So it's 3-0 on Plaz. A tight strike zone. Plaz pinch hit last night and walked. The pitch to him here. Misses upstairs again. And Rodgers was all around the zone with every single one of those pitches, but missed all 4 of them, according to the computer. And I'm willing to bet that if Pedro Torres himself were calling balls and strikes, at least 1 or 2 of those would be strikes. But that's a walk for Bradenton. Moves Rodriguez up to second base. Plaza aboard for Shaylen Polanco, the lefty. Rodgers leading 1-0 in the first. First offer misses down, ball 1. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to try playing the Marauders baseball bingo card. They were kind enough to pass along a card. 1-0 is popped up over our heads out of play. 1 ball, 1 strike. The Marauders already have a few boxes checked. And we'll get to it when maybe we're out of a less tense spot. The pitch. Hopper foul. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco went 0 for 5 last night with 3 strikeouts. It was not a good night for him. He has struggled to hit for average early this season. Polanco hitting .139 in 35 games. The pitch is popped the opposite way, fading towards the corner and left. Long run for Arias, and that ball drops. It's fair. Rodriguez scores from second. Plaz stops at third, and it's an RBI double for Shaylen Polanco. That ball just fluttered up in the jet stream. Arias, a dead sprint, couldn't get to it. And here comes a mound visit from Corey Reardon, the pitching coach. So now it's 2-0 Bradenton in the first. Some early trouble for the Jays. So back to that baseball bingo. We've already had a few spaces checked off. The full list is 24 occurrences. They're all pretty simple. Of course, you got a free space in the middle. And we've already checked out number 19, a Marauders strikeout. Space number 2, an RBI for either team. A walk for either team. We've got that down. A foul ball, we've also had that. So space number 8 is gone. And it looks like we're about 2 spaces away from a bingo. Anyways, the meeting is over. Here's Sergio Campagna, first pitch. Called strike on a slider at the knees, and it's 0-1. If I had to guess what Reardon was saying in that meeting. It was probably, hey, you're not doing too bad here. Just keep doing what you're doing. 0-1. Wave and a foul tip. Campagna got a piece of it. Fouled it back, and it's 0-2. Rogers has thrown strikes. That walk, again, with Plaz, almost one you have to put an asterisk on. A lot of good pitches. And how many times can you say that in a four-pitch walk? 0-2. Campagna turns away from a fastball that misses in at 90. One ball, two strikes. Wind breezing out towards right field, as indicated by the flags in dead center. Rogers with a pause in the pitch. That misses outside, barely. Well-located slider. Campagna didn't budge. And neither did Pedro Torres. So it's two balls, two strikes. Rogers delivers, and the pitch is fought off. Foul will do it again. Bradenton leading 2-0, bottom of the first. Two runs on three hits here. Blue Jays charged for an error. That ball that was bobbled out and right by Aponte. 2-2. The fly ball into right center. Joseph comes in, calls for it, makes the catch. And Palaz tags from third. The throw is offline, and it's by Deschamps. So it's a sacrifice fly for out number two. And in the process, Polanco moves from second to third. So there's another run 90 feet away. And now it's 3-0 Bradenton in the first. Certainly a frustrating start to the night for Grant. But not much you can do about that one. Pitch to contact. So here's Solomon Maguire. First pitch to the lefty. Misses down and away, ball one. Maguire had a strange night in the series opener on Tuesday. He was in the starting lineup, got one plate appearance, walked, and then that was it. He came out. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good cutter on the inside edge. Evens the count, one ball, one strike. Maguire with a high leg kick from his stance on the left side. The pitch. Hopper right at the second baseman, Arnold. He fields it cleanly, takes his time, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. But not before Bradenton scores three times. Hits from Delgado, Rodriguez, and Polanco help the Marauders to an early 3-0 lead through one on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the second inning, and it's been a busy night already as the Blue Jays trail 3-0. Three runs on three hits in the bottom of the first for Bradenton. The Blue Jays offense with some work to do against Carlson Reed. He'll face Manny Beltre to open the inning. First pitch. Manny takes in on the hands on a sinking fastball, and it's 1-0. Beltre has been on fire lately. Went 2-for-4 yesterday. The pitch. He shifts his hips out of the way. A sinker that misses in. 2 balls, no strikes. Beltre hitting up near 300 this month. Really progressing. 2-0. He takes a slider upstairs. 3 balls, no strikes. This is the most telling stat, though. Beltre has 2 hits. So a multi-hit game and 6 of his last 7. 3-0. Beltre takes all the way, takes called strike. That's 3-1. So Beltre's season average has climbed up to 264. Reed rocks and deals. And Beltre takes called strike 2. Fastball right down Douglas there. Runs it full, 3-2. Reed had 1 strikeout in the first. And now Beltre calls time. Manny, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect. And his second full season, at least to start with Dunedin. The turn and the payoff. Beltre takes down in the dirt. That's ball 4. The Blue Jays have the leadoff man on to open the second. Man aboard ahead of Victor Arias, batting 6th tonight. And if you're a regular listener, you might be thinking, hey, Arias usually doesn't bat this low. You'd be right. Vic usually bats leadoff or second. But after a blistering April, he's really cooled off here in May, and sometimes a change of scenery in the order helps. Batting from the left side, first pitch. Arias takes down, ball 1. Blue Jays trail 3-0. Top of the second inning. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Arias went 0-for-2 last night with 2 walks and a strikeout. And that's the thing about his slump. You look at the numbers, it looks pretty bad. 1-0. Arias takes a heater for a called strike at the knees. 1-1. But if you watch him every day and his at-bats that he puts together, they're not that bad. It's just how baseball goes sometimes. You get in a funk. 1-1. Arias leans out of the way of a fastball upstairs. 2 balls, 1 strike. On a bright, sunny night, shadows are now progressing across the Lecom Park infield. And time is called as Manny Beltre kicks around some dirt around the first base bag. He must have found some kind of a hole over there. So Manny putting on his groundskeeper hat and taking care of the infield. Strange one. Now the 2-1. Arias hops at second base, and it's through Delgado into right. Beltre around second base. He will get in standing. That ball was slowed by Delgado. It was a smash hit right at him, but it ate him up. E4, and the Blue Jays have men on the corners with no outs for Nick Deschamps. Deschamps returned to from the injured list last week for the Blue Jays. Spent a month on the shelf with a shoulder injury. Native of Quebec. Sure looked good last week. Played 2 games, went 4-for-7 with a homer. Comes up in a big spot here. Blue Jays trailing 3-0. In the top of the second. First pitch to the lefty. There goes Arias. Pitch misses down. Throw goes down to second. Swipe tag from Rivas is not in time. And Beltre comes in to score from third. Double steal pulled off to perfection. Blue Jays on the board. It's now 3-1. So a man out there on second for Deschamps. 1-0 pitch. Nick takes inside, but it's called strike. Ball popped out of Plaza's mitt. It's 1-1. Deschamps has a hit in all 6 games he's played this year, hitting 381. Arias dancing off second. Pickoff throw. They got him. Arias pops both hands out to field umpire Richie Arredondo. He can't believe it, but from this perspective, that looked like a good call. Arias went with a bizarre feet-first slide, an And it looked like his front foot that was reaching towards the bag kind of came up over the bag. And Rivas' tag was applied from there. So that's out number one, and the 1-1 to Nick misses up. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays trailing 3-1. Top of the second inning. Reed with a twist and a toss. Hopper back to the mound, threw Reed to the shortstop Rivas. He throws off balance to first in time. And Deshams is retired for out number two. Score at 6-3, and here's Bryce Arnold. So it's back-to-back Canadians in the lineup for the Jays. Deshams, native of Quebec. And Arnold, a native of Ontario. Righty on righty, first pitch. Bryce takes downstairs, ball one. 3-1, Marauders on top early in the ball game. Reed winds and fires, and Arnold takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Bryce, signed by the Blue Jays, is an undrafted free agent after his college career at Campbell. Hitting 183 in 32 games. 2-0. Misses down. Three balls, no strikes. You read the scouting reports on Reed, no pun intended there, they all say that he kind of struggles with command. It's 3-0. Arnold takes upstairs for ball four, and he picks up where he left off from game one on Tuesday when he worked three walks. Oxiel Plaz, the catcher, calls time and wants to talk things over with Reed. So does the pitching coach, Matt Ford. Blue Jays with a two-out base runner. They've got a run in the top of the second inning, trailing 3-1. Reed taking a moment to tie his shoe. And while we've got a moment, how about an update on our baseball bingo card? In case you're just joining us, first of all, thank you. For taking some time with us on your Thursday night. Second of all, the Marauders play baseball bingo every Thursday night. And so we've already checked a number of spaces off. Looking at my card here, we're getting close to a bingo on two lines. So we're two spaces away on two lines. It looks like we need a relief pitcher to enter the game. Let's hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. Runner in scoring position. Oh, that's already happened. So now we're one space away. And what do you know? The meeting is over. First pitch to Daniel Perez. Misses down. That's 1-0 on the Blue Jays 9 batter. 3-1. Blue Jays behind in the second. Arnold, a pretty good runner over at first, being held by Omar Alfonso, the first baseman. 1-0. Perez takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. The shadow of the third base grandstand is now squarely covering the mound, where there's a little ray of sunshine out near the plate. 2-0. Perez takes a breaking ball for a called strike. A slider in the upper half of the zone. Makes it 2-1. Perez did not play last night. A 7-1 loss for the Jays. He went 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Reed throws over to first. It's late. Most of the infield is covered in sunshine at this point. The mound will see some more sun as that shadow continues to move as there's a gap. 2-1 in there for a called strike on a fastball. 2-2. Perez sways the bat back and forth. Left-handed batter's box, settles into his stance, and waits on the 2-2. There goes Bryce, pitch misses down, throw down is offline and late. Arnold swipes second base. Blue Jays' third stolen base of the second inning. So with two outs, the Blue Jays have a man in scoring position for Perez. Daniel comes into action tonight, hitting 172 in 19 games played. Was called up shortly after opening day, after Jeonie Munoz went on the IL. He's still on the IL, in case you were wondering. 3-2. It is a called strike three. Perez knew it on a sinker that just nibbled the upper half of the strike zone, and that ends the inning. So the Blue Jays do get a run back as Manny Beltre steals home on a double steal. And our new score is 3-1 Marauders as we go to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Already plenty of action in this one as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Blue Jays trailing Bradenton 3-1. And time is called even before the first pitch of the inning by Javier Rivas. Maybe he stepped in the box and was marveling at how tall Grant Rogers is and then needed to call time. Grant into his windup, first pitch of the inning. There's a sweeping slider that misses down. Another really good pitch from Rogers that just misses, according to the automatic balls and strike system. 1-0. Rivas takes a called strike. Cutter that time. No brainer. 1-1. Marauders scored three runs on three hits in the first. The pitch is tapped foul. 1-2. Rogers walked one and didn't strike out anybody in that first. Trying to bounce back here. He's a guy who can really grind it out. He did that last week. 1-2. Rivas chops it foul. We'll do it over. Rivas having a good week so far. Batting average at just 153, but he had a multi-hit game last night with a double. 2-for-3. Rogers with a step in the pitch. Rivas chases a slider down and outside. That's strike three. First punch out tonight for Rogers. Here's Wesley Zapata. 3-1 Marauders over the Blue Jays. Bottom of the second inning. Zapata, the lefty, waits on the first pitch. And he takes outside for a ball. Zapata batting from the left side. He's a switch hitter. He's had a very busy season already, the pitch. Called strike. Cutter that just gets a piece of the outside corner. 1-1. Zapata playing his 10th game with Bradenton. He's 3-for-27. The pitch is lined foul into the screen. Some fans behind the net kind of jerk their heads backwards. It's only human. 1-2. Rogers fires. And the pitch is hopped slowly to second base. Arnold is there, throws to first in time. Two quick outs for Grant to open the bottom of the second inning, just what the doctor ordered. And so it's up to Kiner Delgado, the leadoff man, to avoid a 1-2-3 inning. Marauders in the driver's seat. 3-1 and the home second. First pitch to Delgado, called strike. 0-1. Delgado rocketed a double back in the first, out to right field. Rogers reads the sign and throws, and drops down to the three-quarter angle. Went to the changeup there, missed low and in. One ball, one strike. Delgado has been a nice addition to this Marauders lineup after he came over from the Yankees in late April. 1-1 is drilled out to right again. This one's going to hang up for Aponte. He moves back, makes the catch. And Grant Rogers bounces back after a long first inning with a 1-2-3 second. So the score holds. We're through two. Marauders 3, Blue Jays 1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark, or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. Don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays behind 3-1 as we go to the top of the third in Bradenton. Another sunny, beautiful night for baseball. First pitch from Carlson Reed to Gene Joseph. Blue Jays leadoff man takes downstairs, and it's 1-0. Joseph popped out in foul ground to Axel Plaz, the catcher. In the first, Marauders scored three runs on three hits in the first inning. Pitch to Joseph, misses up and in. He twirls out of the box and quickly climbs back in. Reed working from the windup. Kicks and deals. And Joseph takes a fastball for a called strike there. 2-1. Reed takes a few breaths, back into his motion, the pitch. Joseph takes a called strike two on a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Reed with a slight Blue Jays connection. It's a bit of a stretch, but hear us out. 2-2, chopper down to third. Zapata backhand, steps, throws, in time at first. And Joseph is retired for out number one. Top of the third. Blue Jays down 3-1. Here's Tucker Thoman, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. So the Blue Jays' connection for Reed is he went to West Virginia. Of course, Alek Manoah, Blue Jays' starting pitcher, also went to West Virginia. First pitch to Thoman. The lefty takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Reed was drafted in the fourth round by the Pirates last year. He became the highest drafted Mountaineer since Manoah. 0-1. That is a ball. Fastball up. One ball, one strike. Reed winds and fires, and Thoman takes downstairs. Two balls, one strike. Reed was in the same draft class as Braden Berry, who opened the season on the Blue Jays roster. He broke his wrist on a hit-by-pitch. He's on the 60-day IL. 2-1 as a smash towards the hole on the right side, and it's through into right for a base knock. Thoman with an aggressive turn at first. He hops on back to settle for a single. And Thoman really seeing the ball well right now. Those hits starting to pile up. His batting average starting to climb over .235 now. And good to see for the top 30 Blue Jays prospect. Here's Joan Helaponte. 3-1 Bradenton, top of the third, righty on righty, first pitch. Misses down, it's 1-0. The consensus on Reed in college and going into the draft seemed to be that this guy is going to be a reliever, no doubt. You look at his college results, easy to see why. 1-0. Ponte takes a fastball that splits the plate. Called strike, and it's 1-1. Reed pitched out of the bullpen and in the starting rotation in his first 2 years for the Mountaineers, and then switched all to the bullpen in his final college season. Here's his 1-1. Ponte takes down and away, and it squirts past Plaz. Toman hustles up to second base. Blue Jays with a man in scoring position. Two balls, one strike. So Reed, after posting ERAs over 5 in his first 2 seasons, moved completely to the bullpen as a junior and posted a 2.61 ERA, and that got him drafted. So a lot of people expected him to just come out of the bullpen in the pros, but he's started all season long so far. 2-1. Ponte takes downstairs. 3 balls and 1 strike. Usually that's not the case with guys. It's usually backwards. Maybe they start as a starter and then eventually move to the bullpen. Hitters count here. 3-1 on the way. Now Ponte takes a called strike. Fastball at the knees. Lower reaches of the zone. That runs it full. 3-2. Reed lets the right arm hang. Comes set at the belt. And deals the payoff. Ponte chops it foul. Third base line. We'll do it again. Ponte reached on an error back in the first. Went 1-for-3 last night. Rests the bat on his shoulder. Rocks it up and down. Has the next payoff pitch. It swung on and missed for strike 3. Reed went to the changeup, buried it below the zone. Ponte chased, and he's out number 2. Third strikeout for Reed, and here's Christian Feliz. Feliz struck out his first time. Hit a bomb on Tuesday night. Leads the team with 7, second in the league. First pitch to the lefty on the way. Misses down, ball 1. Bradenton 3. Blue Jays 1. Looking off to our left. Looks like a little mist from a fan next door. That looks kind of nice. 1-0 pitch, misses up. 2 balls, no strikes on Feliz. Another humid night. Temperature now at 86. Still plenty of daylight left. Reed sets at the belt and fires home. And Feliz crushes it deep to center. Polanco moving back at the wall. He reaches up and can't make the catch. It's off the fence. Toman scores with ease. Feliz motoring into third. He's going to get the wave around. The relay throw is not made. It's an inside the park home run for the big fella, Christian Feliz. But now some concern as Shaylen Polanco, the center fielder, is down out in center. Laying on his back on the warning track. The trainer in a dead sprint out there. Manager Jim Horner also out to check on him. But the inside the park homer from Christian Feliz, his 8th home run this year, ties the game at 3. Oh, that was a rocket. Hit at 110 miles an hour. And that ball deflected off Polanco, off the center field wall. So obviously you never want to speculate on what the injury is, but Polanco might have just gotten clocked by that line drive. He's sitting up now and he's helped to his feet. Good to see he's all right. Now it's just a matter of whether or not he'll stay in the game. Walking back towards his center field position, and he's going to stay out there. So that's good to see. So we've got a tie ball game now. 3-3 in the top of the third. Thanks to a two-run inside the park home run from Christian Feliz. 6'5" first baseman, not known for his speed, but hey, he could get it done inside the park too. Wow. So there's two outs, nobody on for Manny Beltre after the long delay. Beltre walked and then came in to score as he swiped home on a double steal last inning. No warm-up tosses for Carlson Reed. Climbs right back on the hill. Righty on righty. Long pause. And the first pitch to Beltre on the way. He takes called strike. Fastball on the outside edge. And it's 0-1. Reed takes a big, deep breath, shrugs his shoulders, and now he fires. And Beltre comes up empty on a slider. He's outside of the zone. Quickly 0-2. Wind blowing out towards right, but that ball driven by Feliz needed no help. Cut straight through the wind to eventually tie the game at 3. Reed trying to end this long third inning. Shakes off Plaz. Now nods. And fires. And Beltre takes up. Fastball at 94. Some of the hardest velo we've seen. There is action in the Bradenton bullpen. But they're throwing a football. Not a baseball. So that means they're in the early stages. 1-2. Beltre with a check swing on a slider. Did he go? Yes, he did. According to Richie Arredondo, the field umpire, and the inning is over. But not before. Christian Feliz belts his 8th homer of the year, but his first inside the park home run to tie the ball game at 3. We go to the bottom of the third. Brand new ball game on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays scored twice on an inside-the-park homer from Christian Feliz in the top of the third, so we've got a brand-new ball game going to the bottom of the third. First pitch from Grant Rogers to Omar Alfonso misses down. And it's 1-0. Rogers allowed 3 runs in the first, but his offense has backed him up. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss over a cutter. Good offering there, makes it 1-1. Alfonso 0-4-1. With a bizarre 1-3 putout. 1-1. Is skied into shallow center. The shortstop Toman is out. Center fielder Joseph in. He calls for it and makes the catch. It's an F8 for out number one. Base is empty for Eddie Rodriguez. Rodriguez had an RBI single in that first inning rally. We're tied at three in the home third. First pitch. A slider drops in there, called strike. And it's 0-1. Rogers quickly back into his motion. The pitch is popped up out of play. First base side, just like that, quickly 0-2. Grant with just one strikeout so far tonight. It was last inning. The 0-2. That's a called strike three. Cutter locked him up, no doubt about it. Rodriguez caught window shopping throughout number two. Rogers is retired five straight the last two innings, six straight. If you go back to that first. Here's Oxiel Plaz with the bases empty. 3-3 tie in the third. First pitch. Called strike. Slider there. It's 0-1. Grant nods at Deshams and fires. And the pitch is fouled back. Now it's quickly 0-2. Rogers fires, and the pitch misses up and in. That was the ninth pitch of the inning, so Rogers could have had sort of an immaculate inning. 1-2. Plaz fouls it back. We'll do it over. I think the by-the-book definition of an immaculate inning is three-pitch strikeouts, but, hey, if you only throw nine pitches and get three outs, what's the difference, right? The 1-2 has popped up out of play. And the battle continues. One ball, two strikes. Rogers' pitch count at 49 here. Starting to climb a little bit, but he's settled in after that long first. The 1-2 toss again. Hopper towards short, sliding. Backhand stop from Toman, but he can't field it cleanly. And Plaz reaches. That's likely going to be a single. Very tough play for Toman there. That would make Plaz one for one with a walk. We'll see. Brings up Shaylen Polanco. Good to see Polanco still in this game after he appeared to get hurt on that inside the park homer from Feliz to dead center. I'm still really unclear on what happened. Time is called as Plaz needs a few moments over at first base. Huh. And now time is called by Jose Mayorga. Blue Jays manager, and he's pointing at something down the right field line. Huh. Okay. Not sure what's going on. But now we're ready for action again. Polanco stands in one for one with an RBI double that came in the first. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch is popped up into shallow left. Arias hustles in. He's under it. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Grant Rogers works around a single from Plaz. He tosses up another goose egg on the board as we go to the fourth. It's still 3-3 on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network.
apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's the top of the fourth inning at Leecom Park. It's been a good one. A lot of early action as it's 3-3 between the Blue Jays and the Marauders in game three of a six-game set. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Larry Larson in with you. Blue Jays trying to jump back in front in the series. They took game one and lost last night. Carlson Reed back out there. His first pitch to Victor Arias misses outside. And it's 1-0. Arias is 0-for-1, rolled into an error, and then stole second base in the second. The pitch is a called strike. That's 1-1. Arias just made that last put out to end last half inning against Shaylin Polanco. Quickly grabbed his helmet and his bat, and here he is, 1-1. It's a called strike. Makes it 1-2. Arias didn't love that call, tilted his head backwards, a little bit of frustration. The 1-2 from Reed is swung on and foul tipped. Plaz almost caught that. In fact, the scoreboard tosses up strikeout. They thought Plaz had it, but not so fast. And that'll happen. Plaz gets a moment from home plate umpire Richie Arredondo. Rather, that's Pedro Torres behind the plate tonight. Reed gathers the sign, turns and fires. And Arias jumps out of the way. Change up that missed low and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. According to the Bradenton game notes, Reed's only talents when he was a kid, it didn't just revolve around sports. 2-2. Arias with a hopper towards the middle. Long run for Delgado, and it's passed him into center. Arias has a leadoff single to open the fourth. Brings up Nick Deschamps. So apparently Reed, in addition to playing baseball, was quite the saxophone player. A very cool instrument to play. Always a great sound. Shams, a lefty, climbs in. 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch is a called strike. Lower half. 0-1. Shams bats at the bat high above his shoulder. And Reed throws over to first. It's late. Arias back in with a dive. He did steal second base in the second. So something to keep an eye on there. Among the team leaders in stolen bases, that one in the second was his 10th. 0-1. Nick takes low and outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shams trying to extend his hit streak to open his year. Ready for the 1-1. He ropes it foul on the right field side. Just a little bit out in front of a changeup. Center cut. Reed probably knows he got away with a cookie there. 3-3, top of the fourth inning. Blue Jays with one run in the second, two in the third. Bradenton with all three in the first. 1-2. Nico takes upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So you hear Deschamps get called three different names, and not often his full name, Nicholas. Sometimes Nick, And then a lot of his teammates call him Nico. So. And he won a call to Shams. He'll respond. Throw over to first is late. So Reed is out of engagements for this plate appearance. So let's see if Arias goes, knowing that Reed is out of pickoff throws. 2-2, there he goes. Pitch misses up and away, and the throw down is in time to get him. Arias caught stealing. That pitch was ball three, so it's full on to Shams. Arias is caught stealing for out number one. Let's see if that's on the bingo card. And nobody forget, we are playing bingo. Payoff pitch to Shams, misses up, and that's ball four. Shams aboard with a one-out walk, brings up Bryce Arnold. Perusing our baseball bingo card here. Looks like caught stealing is not on the bingo card. We are one space away from a bingo in two different rows. We're knocking on the door, just looking for a breakthrough. First pitch to Bryce Arnold, misses up and in. And it's 1-0. Blue Jays also looking for a breakthrough. We're knotted at three, top of the fourth. Reed with the pause and the pitch. It's flied the opposite way, fading out of play. Clanks off the grandstand and bounces down the stairs. Looks like it's going to keep on rolling until it gets to a fan. Somebody hustling over there, trying to catch it as it rolls row by row by row. And now the 1-1. Arnold takes down in the dirt, picked on the short hop by Plaz. Keeps Deschamps over at first. Arnold worked a walk back in the second inning. Reed reads the sign, kicks and fires. And Arnold pops it up on the first base side again, out of play. That one over the grandstand, bounces back into the concourse, open air concourse. And we got some palm trees surrounding the ballpark. Again, Leacom Park seems like a really nice place to watch a game. Hard to tell from our perspective up here, but we might have to ask some fans. 2-2. Arnold comes up empty on a changeup. He's down on strikes for out number two. Fifth strikeout tonight for Reed. This could be his final inning of work here. There's a lefty warming, it looks like. And here's Daniel Perez. Blue Jays lineup is loaded with lefties tonight, including Perez. They've got five of them. So it wouldn't be surprising to see a southpaw. First pitch, Perez takes down, 1-0. Blue Jays 3, Marauders 3, top of the fourth. Perez waits and takes upstairs, up and away on a slider that did not slide whatsoever. Two balls, no strikes. We mentioned earlier in the broadcast about how some people thought Reed was going to be a reliever right away. 2-0. Perez hops it foul, first base side. Makes it 2-1. So much so that Baseball America wrote an article over the offseason. It was an article titled, "Who Can Be the Next Orion Kirkering?" The Phillies reliever who rushed to the big leagues shortly after he was drafted. And Reed was listed on there. 2-1. Perez hit with a pitch on the ankle. No, it got him on the knee. And he immediately hits the turf. Rolling around in some pain, and he hops up to his feet. That one got him in a tough spot. Never want to get hit right near that joint. Looks like Perez is going to be all right. So that puts runners on first and second, with two outs for the top of the order in Gene Joseph. Jose Mayorga back to the dugout. Luke Green, the trainer, also checks on him. Perez jogs on down to first. So Deschamps on second, Perez aboard, and Joseph coming to the plate. He's 0 for 2. Blue Jays with a chance to break this tie. 3-3 in the fourth. Right-hander on right-hander. Reed ready for the first pitch. And here it is to Gene Joseph. He foul tips it back into the net. It's 0-1. Gene's on base streak coming to a close, tied for the longest in the league this year at 19 games, his first 19 games played. Long pause in the 0-1. And Joseph pops it up to the shortstop, Rivas. In shallow left, he camps under it, makes a two-handed catch to end the inning. Blue Jays threaten, but they do not score. They leave two men on first and second, and we remain tied as we go to the home half of the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. We're still all tied up. Blue Jays 3, Bradenton 3, going to the home half of the fourth, and Grant Rogers fires the first pitch to Sergio Campagna. It's called strike, and it's 0-1. Campagna 0-for-1, rather nothing for nothing. He had a sac fly in the first. The pitch is popped up, foul ground, first base side. Blue Jays 1-half room. It's a souvenir after a very loud bounce. Just like that, it's 0-2. Rogers has allowed just one base runner since the long first inning. 0-2. His flied fair this time into shallow right. Aponte comes in, now moves back. He's under it, makes the catch. One away. Three runs on three hits for the Marauders in that first inning. And no runs since. So it's 3-3, one out in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to McGuire is hopped foul. Look out in the dugout. Somebody in there crouches out of the way and gives a glaring look to McGuire, as if to say, what was that for? Bradenton starting pitcher Carlson Reed comes out of the dugout to grab that ball. I think that might signal his night's done. 0-1 misses up. One ball, one strike. Rogers with the wind in the pitch. He drops to the three-quarters angle and pours in a called strike. It's 1-2. Rogers with bright red cleats. Into his motion, the pitch. McGuire takes upstairs. Wasn't close. 2 balls, 2 strikes. McGuire 0-for-1, rolled out to second base in the first. Rogers, the long-haired righty, reads the sign and twirls the 2-2. Misses low and in. Runs it full, 3-2. In case you were wondering, full count already on the bingo card. We've already checked it off. Payoff pitch, a cut and a miss, strike three. Rogers tied him up on the cutter on the inside half. That's Grant's third strikeout tonight. It's 2 up, 2 down in the fourth. Base is empty for Javier Rivas. Glad you're with us on your Thursday. Goodwin Bruin here, 3-3 in the fourth. Rivas squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes low for a ball. Shadows now have engulfed pretty much the entire infield. Second base is in a little bit of sunshine, but not much. 1-0. Rivas with a wave and a miss. Cutter again from Grant. That pitch really working well. He's at 62 pitches now, so he's got some gas left in the tank. The 1-1. Rivas nubs it out in front of the plate. Deschamps waves for it, picks it up, throws to first, and it's by Feliz down the line. Aponte hustles in to scoop it up, and Rivas is into second. Deschamps threw that ball into the baseline, and Feliz couldn't reach out and make the catch. Deschamps put it right on the bag. That wasn't really the problem. It was just that Rivas would have ran right into Feliz. So it's likely going to be an E2 there. A rare error from Deschamps, who's a really sure defender. So here's Wesley Zapata. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Man on second base for him in a tie game. Rogers spins and throws to second. It's late. So Zapata already in his second stint with Bradenton this season. He opened the season off the opening day roster, but 2 days in, he got added from extended spring training. The pitch. Zapata takes up and away. 1-0. So then he got added and struggled. So they said, Wesley, we're going to send you back to the Complex League. He said, okay. Went back, had some success as their season opened. 1-1 misses outside. 2 balls, no strikes. And so now he's back. Back and forth, back and forth. Luckily for him, of course, the complex is here in Bradenton. It's down the road at Pirate City. 2-0 from Rogers. He's reached out and flied into left. Routine for Arias. He moves towards the line and puts the squeeze on it to end the inning. Rogers strands Javier Rivas on second base after a two-out error. And the score is still Marauders 3, Blue Jays 3 through 4. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pre-game catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alter. We've got a brand new pitcher into the ball game for Bradenton. It's a lefty. To face the lefty, Tucker Toman. It's Yoldin De La Paz. His first pitch to Toman. Is in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. De La Paz takes over for Carlson Reed, who worked four innings. Allowed three runs, so here we are, 3-3 as we go to the fifth. 0-1. Toman pops it up on the infield towards the mound. Reed shades over. He's called off by Zapata, the third baseman. He says, get out of here. This is my job. And Zapata makes the catch. Out number one. Brings up Aponte. Latest blow in this game comes from Christian Feliz's inside the park home run back in the third. First pitch to Aponte, a wave and a miss. That's 0-1. De La Paz, native of the DR, signed by the Pirates back in 2019. Is 0-1. Jawan Hell screams it foul, opposite way. That's 0-2. De La Paz working from the stretch with nobody on, hunches over for the sign. He's got it and fires. And Aponte tattoos it into center. Polanco hustling in, he makes a running catch towards the gap in left center. Aponte lines out for out number two. Brings up Christian Feliz. That homer for Christian was his eighth this year. Counts all the same. First pitch. Called strike. On a curveball. That's 0-1. So the details on De La Paz, the southpaw, fresh into the ball game. He has been good so far this year. 0-1. Feliz ropes it past the first baseman, Alfonso Fair, and it bounces off the sidewall into the corner and right. Feliz chugs into second. He's in there standing. Big night for Christian Feliz. A homer in the third and now a double in the fifth. Blue Jays have a two-out base runner. Big man keeps on hitting, having a huge May. Here's Manny Beltre. So those numbers on De La Paz. 1.33 ERA in 11 games played. 11 appearances. 20 and a thirds innings, so he's only allowed three earned runs. He has given up two homers. Just four walks to 21 strikeouts. That's exactly what you want out of the bullpen. If you're Bradenton. First pitch to Manny. Misses down ball one. Beltre walked in the second and then struck out swinging in the third. Beltre batting a slightly closed stance. 1-0 pitch. He taps it foul at the plate. One ball, one strike. Some stirring in the Blue Jays bullpen now, but Grant Rogers will be back out for the bottom of this fifth. He has been really good lately at stretching out. 1-1. Beltre hops it back to the mound. De La Paz charges gloves, runs halfway to first, flips it there, and Alfonso drops it. Oh, he dropped the ball. Wow. They finish the flip back to first. Now they tag out Beltre, and he's safe. So the inning is extended. Wow. Alfonso just dropped the ball. an E3. De La Paz can't believe it. Takes his cap off. And if that voice crack was any indication, we couldn't believe it either. So it's men on the corners for Victor Arias with two down. Flea's over at third. Arias one for two with a single. He reached on an error his first time. First pitch. He taps it up the first baseline. It rolls. Scooped up by Plaz. Throw to first. Bang, bang, but in time. So the error does not come back to haunt the Marauders. Blue Jays leave men on the corners, and we're still tied as we go to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. It's still Blue Jays 3, Marauders 3, going to the bottom of the fifth, and it's still Grant Rogers on the bump for the Jays. First pitch to Kiner Delgado is popped up out of play. Third base side, and it lands on the roof. And rolls out of the ballpark, out onto the street. That would be such a disturbing surprise driving by the ballpark. 0-1. Delgado takes up. One ball, one strike. Story for Rogers, a rough first. Three runs on three hits. Since he's been great. 1-1. Misses low and in to Delgado. Two balls, one strike. Delgado roped a double in that first. Came in to score. Flied out to right his last time. The pitch is lifted high in the air to right, pretty deep. Aponte back at the wall, has room, and makes the catch. Oh, that was a sky-high pop fly from Delgado. Got a good hold of it, but not enough. He's out number one. So here's Omar Alfonso. First pitch. The lefty takes outside. And it's 1-0. Rogers in his first start as a 23-year-old. Celebrated his birthday yesterday. 1-0. Alfonso takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Whenever you're around Grant, he's just very hard to miss. Always talking, always cracking a joke, always has something to say. 1-1. Misses down. Two balls, one strike. It also helps that he's 6'7". As a result of the big personality, he's got a lot of nicknames. 2-1. Misses outside. Three balls, one strike. And Alfonso's top five in the league in walks. He's 0-2 tonight. 3-1 to him. It's fouled off. And now it's full. So what do you say we take a look at a few of Grant's nicknames? And these are according to him. So take it with a grain of salt, maybe. He shakes off the Shams. And now fires the payoff. And Alfonso takes outside for a walk. One out, free pass for the Marauders. Two batter brings up Eddie Rodriguez. So Grant gave us a list during a pregame interview a few weeks back. Let's see if we can work some of the nicknames into the game calling here. We'll start from the top. So G-Baby working from the stretch. First pitch fouled back. And it's 0-1. Rodriguez 1-for-2. And an RBI single in the first. Struck out looking in the third. G sets from the third base side of the rubber at the belt. Slide steps and fires and misses upstairs. But the pitch is fouled off. So it's quickly 0-2 on Rodriguez. Fans chant, Eddie, Eddie. He calls time. Man on first for him. 3-3 tie, bottom five. Stretch. From the stretch. That's a great nickname for a guy who's 6'7". Fires the 0-2. It's fouled back. We'll do it over. Rolls on the net, protecting the press box. Now down, back out of the field. Still 0-2. Rogers gathers a sign from Deshams. And Big Bird fires home, and the pitch misses. No, it's a called strike three. Rodriguez can't believe it. Rogers probably thinking, hey, it's about time things even out. Didn't get a few calls from the computer in the first inning, and now he gets one that probably was a ball here in the fifth. Rogers, fourth strikeout tonight. Here's Plaz. No, it's not Plaz. It's Yuri Espinal. Who's into the game? Came into the game earlier. He's not a defensive, or rather not a pinch hitter. Pitch is a called strike. It's 1-1. Comes into the game for Plaz. Espinal played last night. The pitch. Fouled back. It's 1-2. So Espinal playing first base. And Alfonso moved from first to catcher. So note that if you're keeping score. 1-2 pitch. Espinal takes a touch outside. Two balls, two strikes. So Plaza's night is finished after he reached twice. 2-2 offer from Rogers. It is a called strike three. Split changeup froze him. And Grant Rogers is up to five strikeouts. Two of them looking to end the fifth. He strands Alfonso over on first base. And we are on to the sixth. Still knotted up at three for the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Thank you.
after a lopsided loss last night. It's a close one so far tonight for the DJs. Blue Jays 3 and Marauders 3. As we're on to the sixth. Lefty Yoldan De La Paz remains in the game to face Nick Deschamps. First pitch. The lefty takes a called strike. Fastball on the outside corner makes it 0-1. Nick walked and then grounded out his first time. 0-1 offer. He takes called strike two. Fastball at the knees makes it 0-2. Blue Jays tied this game on a two-run inside the park homer from Christian Feliz in the third. Since then, both pitching staffs have been pretty darn good. Deschamps waits for the 0-2 offer and takes upstairs. 1-2. Nick showed up to the ballpark today with a brand new haircut, completely buzzed. 1-2 pitch. He checks his swing on a slider downstairs. He went. And the catcher, Alfonso, scoops it up, throws to first in time. And Deschamps is retired for out number one. Swinging strikeout there brings up Bryce Arnold. Arnold walked his first time, then struck out his last time in the fourth. First pitch to the righty. De La Paz pours in a first pitch fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Knotted at 3, top of the 6th, starting to zip along here. The sun sets over Lecom Park, 0-1. Arnold takes downstairs, 1-1. Sun is painting the sky a twinge orange. We don't get to see the sunset, but we, of course, see the sky. 1-1, Arnold foul tips a slider into Alfonso's mitt. Makes it 1-2. Alfonso started the game at first base. Now he's moved to catcher, which is quite the switch. Yuri Espinal is the first baseman. Second baseman Delgado playing towards the middle for the righty Arnold. The 1-2. Misses out in front of the plate. 2-2. Blue Jays looking to get back in the win column after their six-game win streak was snapped last night. And Bradenton snapped a four-game losing streak on their end. 2-2. Arnold comes up empty on a slider. He's down on strikes, and it's back-to-back punch-outs for De La Paz in the sixth. Both swinging, and the bases are empty for Daniel Perez. Perez reached on a hit-by-pitch in the fourth. Struck out looking in the second. Oh, hey, by the way, don't want to forget we're playing bingo, and I'm afraid we have a bingo. First pitch to Perez. Called strike on a slider on the outside corner. It's 0-1. So when De La Paz came into the game, of course, a relief pitcher entered the game, which is a bingo square. I've got 5 across. 0-1, Perez takes down. 1-1. A very top row. I got a bingo on a runner in scoring position, a walk, a relief pitcher in the game, a double, and a foul ball. 1-1. Perez takes a touch inside on a slider. 2-1. So what's next, you might wonder? Well, when you're one of the first... Oh, hold on. Reading the instructions as Perez swings and misses. Reading and calling a baseball game, never ideal at the same time. 2-2. To verify your card, please visit the guest relations booth in the main concourse near the ticket office. I don't think I'll be able to do that. Maybe we can send a messenger. 2-2 on Perez against the southpaw De La Paz. The pause in the pitch. Daniel flares it down the left field line, fading. It's out of play. We'll have another 2-2. Solomon McGuire, the left fielder, tosses the ball into the Blue Jays bullpen. There's a righty warming up out there. I'll have to look at the pitch count to see if Rodgers might come back out. He's at 85 pitches. 2-2. Perez takes down and outside. Runs it full, 3-2. Based on that, I think Grant's night is done. After five innings, five strikeouts, three earned runs, grinded through that first, and then was great after. Looks like the warming up has been put on a pause. Payoff pitch. Perez chops it foul. We'll do it over. Lights starting to take an effect at Lecom Park. And Perez is ruled out on a pitch timer violation. He stands in the box in bewilderment and now heads back to the dugout as the inning is over. Blue Jays go down in order as De La Paz strikes out the side with a little help from the timer. We go to the home half of the sixth, still 3-3 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and the first pitch from Sebastian Espino to Shaylin Polanco misses low and in. It's 1-0. We're knotted up at 3. In the home half of the sixth, Blue Jays go to the bullpen. Pitch from Espino misses in. Polanco jackknifes out of the way. 2-0. Espino takes over for Grant Rodgers, the Blue Jays starter, went five strong innings. Struck out five, walked two. The rest of his line here in a minute. 2-0. Polanco takes up and away. Three balls, no strikes. This is not a guy you want to walk. Polanco had an RBI double in the first, flied out to left in the third. He does not walk much at all and strikes out a ton. 3-0 pitch to the lefty. Espino misses upstairs with a fastball. Polanco flips his bat on his way to first. The leadoff walk. Go-ahead run is aboard for Sergio Campagna. So the numbers on Espino, 5.84 ERA, 11 appearances, 12 and a third innings of work for him. He's a converted position player. Started his career as an infielder in the Mets organization. Claimed by the Blue Jays in the Rule 5 draft a few years back. Campagna squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes down. It's 1-0. Jays 3, Bradenton 3. Bottom 6. Espino's last appearance last week against Jupiter. It's 1-0. Campagna squares to bunt and takes a called strike as he pulled back. Fastball at 93. 1-1. That outing for Espino, that was Sunday against Jupiter. He pitched an inning, allowed a solo homer, one earned run. 1-1. Misses in, 2 balls, 1 strike. It was a funny coincidence. That homer for Espino came against one of his former teammates in the Mets organization. Now they were playing Jupiter, a Marlins affiliate. 2-1. Campagna fouls it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But the homer was belted by Yoel Martinez, who was selected by the Marlins in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. So it was a former Met-on-Met matchup. Martinez won the battle. 2-2 from Espino. It is a called strike three. Fastball paints the low outside corner. And Campagna makes the slow walk back to the first base dugout. He's out number one. Polanco still over at first for Solomon McGuire. And after the game, Martinez and Espino embraced on the field, caught up for a few minutes. And it looked like there were a few extra laughs in that conversation. First pitch to McGuire. The lefty takes down. Ball one. Espino kind of with a wry smile when he was talking to Martinez, as if to say, yep, you got the best of me. That was an impressive homer, too, over the offices in right field at TD Ballpark. 1-0. McGuire takes inside and a balk is called. So the pitch doesn't count. It's 1-0 on McGuire. And Polanco is into scoring position at second base. It's 3-3. Bottom six, a base hit, could give Bradenton that lead back. 1-0 offer. McGuire swings and misses. And a fastball upstairs. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wind breezing out to right field. Espino checks the runner, throws home. McGuire fouls it off behind home plate. It's 1-2. Some stretching out in the Blue Jays bullpen, just in case. Espino's probably only going to go one inning here. A tight one. 3-3 tie, bottom six. 1-2 to McGuire. On the way. He takes inside, jumps out of the way of a fastball at 93. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A healthy Thursday night crowd on hand. We have not heard any shouts of bingo from the seats, however. Although, I doubt we're the first ones up here in the booth with bingo on our cards. Still waiting on a prize. 2-2. McGuire takes downstairs, runs it full, 3-2. First base open with one out, bottom six. Bottom of the Marauders lineup here, Javier Rivas waits on deck. Payoff pitch, but first time called by McGuire. McGuire, a native of Australia, signed as an international free agent by the Buccos in 2020. Payoff pitch from Espino is floated into shallow center. It's down for a hit. Polanco around third. The throw to the plate from Joseph is offline. It was a good throw from Gene, just a little bit on the first base side. Deschamps couldn't bring it back in time. And the Marauders regain the lead. That's an RBI single to make it 4-3 in the sixth. So Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, comes out for a visit. Marauders took the first lead of the game back in the first inning. That RBI knock represents their first run since that first. entire infield comes together for a gathering here. It's a quick one. As Javier Rivas comes to the plate. So Marauders, the newfound lead now. 4-3, bottom six. Blue Jays are going to have to come back late, but they're kind of used to it. They've scored a ton late in games. More on that later. The task at hand is Rivas, who's 0-for-2, reached on an error in the fourth. Righty on righty. Espino spins and balks. So that's the second balk of the inning from Espino. So McGuire moved to second on that throw home, moves to third now. And the Blue Jays infield is forced to come in before even one pitch to Rivas. And it looked like Richie Arredondo, the field umpire, signaled that Espino was going to go from the windup, and he said, hold on a minute, I'm just going to go from the stretch. So now the first pitch. Called strike after a little confusion. It's 0-1. Rivas at 6-6 from the right side. Bats from an upright stance. 0-1. Misses in, glances off to Shams mitt. McGuire dashes home and scores standing. The deficit swells to 2 now. 5-3 at the bottom of the sixth. I think I just heard a fan say thank you very much. One ball, one strike on Rivas. Base is empty now. The pitch is popped up behind home plate. Deschamps looks into the sky, dashes to the track, and watches it bounce on the net. No room for him. One ball, two strikes. Espino trying to bounce back. Wearing long blue socks. With his gray jersey. Reads the sign from Nick. The set and the pitch. Rivas comes up empty on a fastball in the outside corner. He's down on strikes for out number two. Second strikeout of the inning for Espino. And there's two down for Wesley Zapata. Two runs in here for Bradenton. They now lead 5-3, bottom six. Zapata 0-for-2. The ground out and a flyout. Batting from the left side. He waits on the first pitch, squares to bunt, and misses. It's strike one. This Bradenton team really, really likes to bunt. One of the foremost bunting teams we've seen this year. The pitch misses down. One ball, one strike. So it goes to show the bunt really isn't out of style. Just kind of depends organization to organization. 1-1 misses down. Two balls, one strike. Some fans with a quick clap as the 2-1 misses low and in. Three balls, one strike. It is a vocal crowd. Sounds like a few youngsters. Now they're chanting at Espino. 3-1. There's a hopper towards first. Feliz scoops it up, flips to Espino, who covers first in time, and the inning is over. But not before our first runs since the third inning. Bradenton scores twice as Polanco comes in on an RBI single from McGuire, and then McGuire scores on a wild pitch. Our new score, Bradenton 5, Blue Jays 3. Heading to the seventh, the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Into the late stages in Bradenton. And the Marauders have taken the lead again. Their first lead since the third inning. They lead 5-3 over the Blue Jays. And De La Paz is back out. First pitch to Gene Joseph, the leadoff man. He takes low, ball one. De La Paz ran into a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but stranded two runners, including one in scoring position, and then worked a 1-2-3 sixth. The 1-0 misses up. Two balls, no strikes on Joseph. He's 0-for-3 tonight after going 0-for-4 last night to snap that long on-base streak he had. De La Paz with the set and the pitch. Joseph swings through a slider. Pitch upstairs. Two balls, one strike. De La Paz operating from the stretch. Comes set and fires. And Joseph pops it up at a play. Up near the lights behind home plate. And it's 2-2. This is game three of a six-game series. Tied at one apiece. Blue Jays won the opener Tuesday. Bradenton won last night 7-1. And a 2-2 offer. Joseph drives it into center. It sends Polanco back. Still going back in the right center alley. He makes a catch. Well, Gene gave that ball a ride, compressed it, 96 off the bat, but he's retired for out number one. Here's Tucker Thoman. Thoman 1-for-3, scored a run in the third on Christian Feliz's inside the park home run. Those two runs on that play, the Blue Jays' last two runs. First pitch to Thoman. He takes up. Ball one. That's the Marauders 5. Blue Jays 3. Top of the 7th. De La Paz sets and goes. And Thoman takes low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Well, hard work appears to be paying off for Tucker, who has really grinded early this season. Now, on the last homestand, after a Saturday night win over Jupiter, you could hear some bat on ball from the cages. 2-0, a check swing hopper foul on the third base line. Two balls, one strike. And especially on a Saturday night, you don't expect extra work from guys, but Tucker was in there hammering away just by himself working on the tee. 2-1. Thoman takes outside. 2-2. Rather, three balls, one strike. Big difference there. Hitters count here. It's not uncommon from this team either. A lot of extra work. 3-1. Thoman takes a called strike on a slider. He dropped his bat, thought he had a walk, but now he has to pick it back up. And the count is full. 3-2. Bowman settles into his stance. De La Paz with the pause and the pitch. A swing and a foul tip. Got a piece of the home plate umpire, Pedro Torres. Alfonso immediately turned to check on Torres. He says he's all right. And now Tucker Thoman will take a timeout. Pops his helmet off. Reveals a bit of a mohawk look. Helmet back on. And now the next payoff pitch. Thoman chops it foul. We'll do it again. Thoman with three homers this year, but it's been a while since his last one. It was in that six-game sweep in Jupiter at the end of April. Thoman, I'm sure, pretty eager to add to that homer column. 3-2. Misses down and outside, and that's a walk, no doubt about it. Blue Jays with a man aboard with one out in the seventh, trailing by two. It's 5-3. Here's Joan Heliponte. And here comes Jim Horner, the manager. That will be all for De La Paz. Bradenton is going to go back to the bullpen, holding on to a 5-3 lead. De La Paz with a strong outing, but he does not get through the seventh. We'll have the details of the new arm, a right-hander coming on here after a short break. Don't go anywhere. Blue Jays trail by two in the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game Flex Pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. New pitcher for Bradenton is the right-hander Tyler Kennedy. No relation to tomorrow's starting pitcher for Bradenton, Michael Kennedy. This Kennedy has a 9.82 earned run average in 11 appearances. He's pitched 11 innings and allowed 12 earned runs, so it's been a rough go of it for him. And command has really been the culprit, 18 walks to 19 strikeouts. So he comes on here trying to protect a 5-3 Bradenton lead over the Blue Jays. Top of the seventh inning. Tucker Thoman over at first. Aponte at the plate. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first pitch. Aponte takes a fastball outside. Ball one. A little bit of gas there from Kennedy. 95 on the gun. Some of the hardest velocity we've seen tonight. Kennedy sets above the belt. And goes. Aponte takes a curveball up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Ponte 0 for 3 tonight. He did reach on an error in the first. Kennedy reads the sign from Alfonso and fires, and Aponte drives it deep to left. This is deep, but it's not deep enough. McGuire makes the catch in front of the track. Thoman tags the throw to second. They got him. Oh, boy. From the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in mere seconds as Aponte flies into a double play. 7-4, Thoman tried to take the extra base. And that's a decision that he regrets. Time to stretch. Blue Jays trailing 5-3. bottom of the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Aaron Munson is the latest arm out of the Blue Jays bullpen as Dunedin trails 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Kiner Delgado is swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Delgado, the top of the Marauders order, fourth time through here tonight. Munson from the wind, he fires and misses up and away. One ball, one strike. Aaron making his 14th appearance. He's got a 3.71 ERA, 17 innings. Opponents hitting under 200 against him. 1-1. There's a tapper foul. One ball, two strikes. Munson takes over for Sebastian Espino. He threw an inning. Allowed one hit, two runs, one earned. The pitch is a hopper to second base. Arnold gloves, throws to first in time to get a hustling Delgado for out number one. Base is empty for Omar Alfonso. The difference in this game, a two spot in the bottom of the sixth. For Bradenton against Espino. So he's in line for the loss. Blue Jays trailing 5-3 in the seventh. First pitch to Alfonso. Called strike as the pitch glanced off Deschamps' mitt. Still gets the strike call from the computer. And it's 1-0. We've been referencing that computer a lot tonight. Maybe you're a little confused. It's an automatic balls and strike zone tonight. So there's a system up here, Hawkeye, TrackMan, whatever you want to call it, that detects whether or not the pitch was a ball or a strike, and then it's relayed to the home plate umpire. 0-1. Alfonso takes a called strike two. On a cut fastball in the upper half of the zone. It's 0-2. So Florida State League uses that system Tuesday through Thursday. 0-2. Alfonso flares it through the left side for a base knock into left. Arias charges in, comes up with it, and Alfonso is kept to a one-out single. Second time he's reached tonight. He's now got a 10-game on-base streak. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Munson trying to prevent some insurance. Marauders already with a two-run lead, 5-3, bottom seven. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch to Rodriguez. He's tardy on a fastball, 0-1. Sun is set over Lee Comm Park in Bradenton. Lights have taken full effect. 0-1. Rodriguez swings and misses. Fastball at 92. As some youngsters were chanting, pitchers rattled. I don't think so. Well out in front, 0-2. I'll let the kids have their fun. Curiously, they're now quiet. The 0-2. A swing and a foul tip into Deschamps' mitt. That's strike three. Munson collects a strikeout. Rodriguez strikes out for the third time tonight. And there's two down for Espinal. Espinal with his second plate appearance. He struck out looking his first time in the fifth. 5-3, Bradenton over the Jays, bottom seven, first pitch. The lefty takes in for a ball. The biggest crowd of the week so far on hand here. Good amount of fans, nearly a full section behind one of the sections. First base side behind Bradenton's dugout. 1-0, called strike. And then out on the Kona big wave party porch out in right center, it's almost full. They have a boardwalk that spans the entire outfield here. 1-1. Espinal pulls it sharply down to first. Feliz snags it. Takes one step. Steps on the first base bag. And that ends the inning. Aaron Munson waits for Feliz on the mound. Gives him a high five. As the Blue Jays will try and get the bats warmed up when we come back. They trail 5-3 going to the eighth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with the Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays seeking a late comeback. It's Bradenton 5, Blue Jays 3. We're on to the 8th at Lecom Park in Bradenton. New pitcher on for the Marauders, Magdiel Cotto, the lefty, on to face Christian Feliz. First pitch to the cleanup man. Misses in for a ball. Feliz had a big blow in this game. A two-run homer in the third. Inside the park style. 1-0. Feliz takes a called strike. Fastball at 94 on the outside corner. Some easy gas from Cotto. Working from the windup. Big and burly righty. Winds and delivers. And Feliz takes a called strike, two. Fastball in that low outside corner again. It's 1-2. Cotto has been good. 22 2/3 innings. ERA a tick under 2. 1.99. The 1-2. Feliz lays off. Fastball down and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Cotto wipes some sweat off of his face, towing the third base side of the rubber. He unfurls the 2-2, and Feliz chases a slider in the dirt. He's down on strikes for out number one in the eighth. There's Manny Beltre with the bases empty. Bradenton 5, Blue Jays 3, top of the eighth inning. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter. First pitch to Manny. He drills it, but foul. down the left field line. And it's 0-1. Beltre really seeing the ball well. Reached on an error in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the third. Walked in the second. 0-1. He takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Beltre bats in a pretty narrow stance. All the way back in the right-handed box. 1-1. He fouls it off. Back behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Wind still blowing out to right field, even though the sun is set here in the eighth. Blue Jays trying to avoid back-to-back losses. They have struggled on the road. They're 8-12 away from TD Ballpark, 12-9 at home. Cotto kicks and delivers. And Beltre fists it foul over the screen into the seats. Still one ball, two strikes. You want to talk about a home road split. You look at Bradenton's record. They're a different ball club away from here. 15-8 at home. 3-15 on the road. The next 1-2. Beltre takes low and in. Almost nicked his shoe top. Two balls, two strikes. Beltre trying to extend his hit streak here. Currently sitting at 3 games. The 2-2. He comes up empty on a changeup. Change of pace sets him down, and it's back-to-back strikeouts from Magdiel Cotto to open his night. Base is empty for Victor Arias. Blue Jays chasing two. 5-3 Bradenton in the eighth. Lefty on lefty. First pitch from Cotto. Arias swings at a pitch inside. It's a foul tip off Pedro Torres, the home plate umpire. So Pedro Torres will take a moment, gives a thumbs up to the crowd, and they give him a hearty ovation. Second time he's taken a foul tip tonight. First time he's gotten an ovation. It's 0-1. Cotto into his motion. The pitch. Victor checks his swing and a called strike. Fastball up, and it's 0-2. Cotto a strike away from striking out the side. Time called by Arias. Wants to slow things down. Cotto from the wind. Here comes the 0-2. Arias takes outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Looked like there was some throwing out in the Bradenton bullpen, but now if Cotto strikes outside here, picks up a 1-2-3 inning, no reason to not send him back out for the ninth. If you're Jim Horner, Bradenton's manager. 1-2. Arias takes low. Two balls, two strikes. Just need some base runners to apply some game pressure here. Arias rocks the bat back and forth in his open stance from the left side. Cotto tosses the 2-2, and it's a called strike 3. Lower half of the zone, and Magdiel Cotto strikes out the side for Bradenton in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom half. Blue Jays still down 2, 5-3. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Marauders lead 5-3 over the DJs as we go to the last of the eighth in game three of this six-game series. Glad you're with us on your Thursday night. Another beautiful night for baseball. First pitch from Aaron Munson to Shaylin Polanco. Misses outside for a ball. Munson back out for his second inning of work. Worked around a single in the seventh. 1-0. Has popped up out of play. Third base side, look out on the street. Maybe that got over the street. It's a two-lane road that runs on the third base side. Two-lane road makes it sound like some country byway. It's far from that. 1-1, fouled back into the screen. If the net wasn't there, probably would have clocked us. 1-2. But it's a very busy street that runs right next to the ballpark. Here in the heart of Bradenton, Florida. Munson from the wind has the sign from Deshams. The kick and the pitch. Polanco swings and misses on a fastball at 94. Munson with the smoke for out number one in the eighth. His second strikeout. Base is empty for Sergio Campagna. Campagna's 0-for-2 with a sac fly that came back in the first. 5-3 Marauders on the first pitch, misses down, 1-0. Bottom of the eighth here, looking ahead to the Blue Jays' ninth, Deshams, Arnold, Perez, 7-8-9, 1-0. Chopper down to third, Beltre waits for it, gloves, steps, zips it over to first, Feliz with the stretch, and he doesn't come out with the ball. While Campagna was hustling down the first base line. Don't want to say that Beltre took too much time there because a good throw gets him. But the throw was offline. Feliz with a valiant effort on the stretch. We'll see how it scored, but either way, there's a one-out base runner for the Marauders. In the bottom of the eighth. First pitch, McGuire squares to bunt, pulls back and takes outside. It's 1-0. Munson, drafted by the Blue Jays last year out of Angelo State. Had the chance to interview him a few weeks back for the pregame show. Munson throws over to first. Oh, they almost had him. Campagna's safe just barely. Munson jumps off the mound, thought he had him. Still 1-0. McGuire 1-for-3 with an RBI knock in the sixth. 1-0, there goes his Campagna. Throw down is not in time. Bang, bang play as the pitch was a called strike. Campagna reaches on the throwing error from Beltre, then he swipes second. So a man in scoring position for McGuire. No bunt needed. One ball, one strike. Munson trying to keep the score right where it is. 5-3 Bradenton in the eighth. The 1-1. McGuire taps it foul behind home plate. 1-2. Back at it tomorrow night. Same time, same place. 6:30 first pitch. Hope you can join us. Still some baseball left tonight, though. 1-2. McGuire taps it foul at home plate again. Nick DeShab swipes it with his glove to make sure it doesn't bounce back fair. We've located those youngsters who are making all that noisy here. They're sitting just a little ways away from the Blue Jays' dugout. So they're right in their ear. We can hear them loud and clear up here. 1-2. McGuire hammers it to Feliz. The first baseman makes a reaching grab on the liner. McGuire robbed of a base hit. That's out number two. Nice play from Christian. At first base, certainly not known as the hot corner, but it was there. 106 off McGuire's bat. So here's Javier Rivas, man on second base. Marauders trying to add on to their 5-3 lead in the home half of the eighth. Righty on righty. Munson watches the runner dance and now throws home, and the pitch is fouled back. Rivas had the slider timed up. Didn't get a piece of it. Or did get a piece of it, but just barely. 0-1. Munson squints for the sign from DeShams. He's got it. Set above the belt. Look at the runner. Long pause. And Aaron turns and looks Campagna back to second. So talking to Aaron a few weeks ago for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, we asked him, when did you kind of realize that you could do this as a profession and not just something that you did in college? 0-1. Rivas with a hopper to shortstop by the runner, by the shortstop into left. Here comes the runner around third. The throw from Arias is late. It rolled into home plate tardy. Campagna scores from second base. And the Marauders' lead is ballooned up to three. It's 6-3 in the eighth. Eighth inning woes strike the Blue Jays again for the second straight night. They let up four runs in the eighth last night. Obviously not that extreme tonight. At least we hope not. First run of the inning there on the RBI knock from Rivas. He moves up to second on the throw. And the inning is extended for Wesley Zapata. Left-handed batter, right-handed arm. First pitch. Zapata swings and misses. Got a small piece of it right into Nick's mitt behind home plate. 0-1. Somebody warming up for the Jays just in case out in the pen. The pause in the pitch. Zapata with a roller. First base side. Rolling. Staying fair. Munson shovels to first. He's safe. Wesley Zapata slid into first base. And honestly, that probably slowed him down. If he just kept running, he would have got there quicker. But instead, he slid off to the side of the bag, and the throw might have beat him. But instead, it's a hustle, dribbling infield single. Rivas over to third. Men on the corners now, and Corey Reardon, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Just another one of those innings where Munson really hasn't done anything wrong. Not a lot of hard contact. Hard contact has been out, that line out from McGuire to Feliz, but that chopper up the middle from Rivas drove in Campagna from second, and then that Zapata swinging bunt single. So it's men on the corners. Marauders with a run in the bottom of the eighth, already leading 6-3. Munson trying to keep it a three-run game. So it's Rivas on third, Zapata on first, and Kiner Delgado, the leadoff man, coming to the plate for the fifth time tonight. He had a double his first time. He's hitless since. Two flyouts to right and a ground out to second, so he's pulled it pretty often. First pitch. He takes in ball one. Delgado living up to the hype, at least this week. Has passed the eye test for us. Pirates' number 23 prospect, recently acquired. Rests the bat on his shoulder. 1-0 pitch. Delgado takes outside. Two balls. No. It's a strike. Cutter found the corner. 1-1. No complaints from the Blue Jays, obviously. 1-1 from Munson. After a long pause, it's on the way. Delgado takes just off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Very, very close there. 2-1. Delgado trying to bust it open. With men on the corners, two outs, bottom of the eighth. Three-run Marauders lead. The pitch is spanked into center. Joseph over towards left. He makes a running catch to end the inning. But the Marauders do score on an RBI single from Javier Rivas. Their lead swells to 6-3. Last chance for the Blue Jays coming up next as we go to the ninth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays trying not to get skunked for the second straight night. As they trail 6-3 now. Going to the ninth. Last chance for the Jays. After the Marauders score once in the bottom of the eighth to grow the lead. It'll be 7-8-9 for the DJs up against Magdi Okoto, who struck out the side in the eighth. Nick Deschamps will start us off. He's 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch to the lefty. A check swing on a fastball inside. He went. That's a strike. Nick turns to the home plate umpire Pedro Torres, kind of shakes his head as if to say, I don't think I went. Respectfully. 0-1. Koto, the southpaw, the ERA under 2, trying to shut this game down. On one pitch, Nick takes down and away. One ball, one strike. Koto with two saves and three opportunities. From the wind, the 1-1. Deschamps out in front of a slider, check swing, he went that time. No disagreement. It's 1-2. Shams climbs back in, taps both sides of the plate, settles into his stance, and now the 1-2 offer. Misses way outside. Koto tried to get him to chase. He did not. Two balls, two strikes. Deschamps kind of turning his front shoulder as he stepped out there. That was something that he was working on in the cages today, trying to keep that front shoulder closed so he can stay on the ball. 2-2. Deschamps swings and misses through a fastball. He's down on strikes for out number one in the ninth. That's four straight strikeouts for Koto. Four up, four down. Here's Bryce Arnold. Jays trailing by three. 6-3, top of the ninth. Marauders two outs away from taking the series lead 2-1. Cotto with the pitch. Misses down and away to Arnold. 1-0. Bryce walked in the second, struck out in the fourth, struck out in the sixth. Both those punch outs swinging. Cotto twists and deals. And Arnold takes downstairs, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Cotto, the 6'5", 245 left-hander, native of South Carolina. He fires and misses outside. Three balls, no strikes. Cotto in danger of putting his first base runner of the night on. Even though it's a three-run game, even one base runner can be enough to rattle some guys. Cotto nods at the sign from Alfonso and comes home. Arnold takes all the way and takes outside, ball four. Blue Jays have a ninth inning base runner. Man aboard for Daniel Perez. Perez, the left-handed hitter, has struck out looking twice tonight. He reached on a hit-by-pitch back in the fourth. Blue Jays just need base runners right now, trailing 6-3, top of the ninth. One out, first pitch, misses in. That one almost hit him. Time is called, and Alfonso wants to talk it over with Cotto. That's five straight balls from him after four straight strikeouts. So the command was right on. Now it's flipped off, at least momentarily. Infield comes together here. Zapata, the third baseman, and Rivas, the shortstop, in. As some young fans try to get Gene Joseph's attention, the on-deck circle. Looks like one of them in a Rays shirt. He's at the wrong ballpark. 1-0 on Perez. The meeting is over. Rivas, the shortstop, shaded up the middle. Double play depth. Ground ball could end it. 1-0. Perez takes down and away. Slider missed. Two balls, no strikes. Top of the order waits on deck, and Joseph. Cotto sets above the belt, brings it down to the belt, takes a breath and deals. Perez takes a called strike. Just caught a piece of the zone. Just barely. 2-1. Arnold being held over at first by Espinal. Cotto gives him a look. Now throws home. Arnold takes a called strike too. Same pitch, same result. Barely a strike, but a strike no less. Two balls, two strikes. Perez briefly steps out and climbs back in the left side. Lefty on lefty matchup. It's been tough. 2-2. Arnold. Rather, Perez fouls it back. Arnold back to first. Still 2-2. Cotto gets a fresh baseball. Working from the third base side of the rubber. Nods at Alfonso, the catcher. And chucks the next 2-2. Perez lays off on a slider in the dirt. It's full. Blue Jays dugout making noise as always. Very loud. Can hear them loud and clear up here. It's full. Cotto a strike away from bringing the Jays down to their final out. A ball away from bringing the tying run to the plate. The payoff pitch. Perez takes inside. It's ball four. The tying run will indeed come to the plate in the form of Gene Joseph with one out in the ninth. Two on, one out. And Matt Ford, the pitching coach, tiptoes out of the first base dugout. He strides out to the mound, and he himself wants to talk things over with Cotto, who looked absolutely lights out. For the first four batters he faced, he was untouchable. four straight strikeouts, and now back-to-back walks. Arnold in scoring position on second base. Perez over at first. If there's one thing about this Blue Jays team, they never go down without a fight. And again, a reminder, that streak that we so often talk about, Blue Jays have scored in the seventh or later in 14 consecutive games. That's 2 weeks worth of games. All right, meeting is over. Everybody back to their stations. All of a sudden, this one has gotten a lot more tense. Bradenton 6, Blue Jays 3, top of the ninth, 2 on, 1 out. Tying run at the plate in the form of Gene Joseph. Here's the first pitch. He swings and misses on a changeup, fading away from the righty. 0-1. Joseph has had a tough night, 0-4. But he could forget all that with a base knock here. Big hole on the right side, 0-1. Misses down, knocked down by Alfonso behind the plate. Keeps everybody at bay. One ball, one strike. Joseph calmly taps the inside part of the plate, spins the bat around a few times, and now brings the lumber up to his shoulder. Cotto gives a look at Arnold at second base and deals the 1-1, and Joseph flies it into left center. McGuire over. Polanco calls for it. The center fielder makes the catch. Arnold fakes a tag from second base. Throw to third. Was on the money. Hopped into Zapata's breadbasket. And just like that, the Blue Jays are down to their final out. Represented by Tucker Thoman. Men on first and second. One swing could tie this game. And Thoman has the power to do so. 3 homers this year. But he hasn't had one in about a month. And one could say that he is due. Arnold on second, Perez on first. Thoman 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. First pitch. Hit him. Got him square on the back. 92 on the fastball right above the number 9. Thoman kind of winces as he takes off the gear and heads on down to first. That loads the bases. Tying run is aboard now for Aponte. Oh, boy. So Cotto's command has been excellent, and now it's gone off the rails. 2 walks and a hit by pitch, and Jim Horner has seen enough. Marauder skipper is going to call the bullpen. Blue Jays with the bases loaded, 2 outs, top of the ninth, trailing by 3. New arm coming on to try and shut this down. Don't go anywhere. Blue Jays trying to come back on their final out on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays have the bases loaded with their final out here in the top of the ninth inning. They trail Bradenton 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. And Peyton Stumbo is on as the new arm. He takes over for Magdiel Cotto, who looked untouchable through an inning and a third. He finishes with an inning and two-thirds. He struck out the first four batters he faced, then issued two walks and a hit-by-pitch to load him up for Joan Helaponte. And now it's Stumbo's job to get out of the jam. He's got a 3.60 ERA in 11 appearances. He's had one save opportunity, and he did not convert. Helaponte trying to make it two missed conversions. Righty on righty. First pitch. Helaponte takes a called strike on a curveball. 12-6 motion. And it's 0-1. And field is back. Arnold off third. Perez off second. Toman with his lead off first. 0-1 pitch from Stumbo. Helaponte takes low. Spit on the curveball. One ball, one strike. Ponte, the team leader in RBIs, hitless tonight. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? It's a foul tip for strike two, and the Blue Jays are down to their final strike. Ponte has driven in 21 runs this season, tied with Beltre for the most on the team. Crowd comes to life at Leacom Park. A 1-2. Ponte out in front on a curveball, and that's the ball game. Catcher Alfonso scoops it up, steps on the plate, and that ends it. The Blue Jays threaten in the ninth, but they fall short, 6-3, the final score. So the Blue Jays have dropped back-to-back ball games, and for the first time in 14 games, the Blue Jays do not score in the final three innings. We'll step aside for a break, come back with the totals and post-game coverage next. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Ball game is over at Leacom Park. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Bradenton Marauders as they hang on, get out of a ninth inning jam. They score 6 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors, and 7 men left on base. For the Blue Jays, 3 runs on 4 hits, 3 errors, and 9 men left, including the bases loaded at the top of the ninth. The winning pitcher is Yoldin De La Paz, who came on in relief of Bradenton starter Carlson Reed. De La Paz went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 1 hit, no runs, walked 1, and struck out 3. De La Paz is a whopping 5-0 this year. The loss goes to Sebastian Espino as he let up 2 runs in his only inning of work in the 6th, just one of which was earned. Espino falls to 1-1. Save goes to Peyton Stumbo as he got the final out of the ball game. Left the bases loaded. Struck out Juan Helaponte after Magdiel Cotto loaded him up. Cotto gets a hold as he struck out four in an inning and two-thirds, but walked two batters and hit a batter to load the bases. But the Blue Jays could not convert, and it feels like a night of missed opportunities tonight. A night of what-ifs as well. A few miscues in the field, eventually resulting in Bradenton runs. And here we are, 6-3 the final score. With the loss, the Blue Jays fall two games under 500. They are 20-22, while Bradenton improves to 19-23. This one is played in 2 hours and 42 minutes in front of a paying crowd of 699 here in Bradenton. Let's look elsewhere on the out-of-town scoreboard, starting with the Florida State League. And then the Toronto Blue Jays organization, out-of-town scoreboard always brought to you by Frenchies. We'll start with the top of the ninth in St. Lucie. Clearwater sticking it to them again. Looks like the Threshers are going to take care of business and move 9 games ahead of the Blue Jays in the standings. They lead 13-7 in the top of the ninth. They're in the bottom of the ninth in Daytona. It's all tied up at 6 between Fort Myers and the Tortugas. Good one brewing there. Final score from Lakeland. Flying Tigers win it 6-3. They improve to 27-15, while Palm Beach drops to 24-18. Tampa hands Jupiter a loss, 8-1. They get back in the win column. That series stands at 2-1. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays affiliates tonight? Big League club has already won. More on that later. For AA New Hampshire, they lead Somerset 2-0 in the top of the fifth, part of a doubleheader. So New Hampshire is at home, but they're playing as the road team. In game two, they lead 2-0 with 2 innings left there. In game one, they won in extras in 9 innings. That's extras in a doubleheader, 5-4. St. Paul walloped Buffalo in the completion of the game that was suspended yesterday, 18-3. But then the Bisons bounce back with a 5-1 win because that's baseball, baby. Tip of the cap to the Bisons. And the last score has yet to be decided. I have not gotten underway yet between Vancouver and Hillsboro. That'll get started at 9:35 Eastern Time up in High A. As for the big league club, they hit the road to Comerica Park. Not a very long trip from Toronto to Detroit. And the Blue Jays throttle the Tigers 9-1. The final score there. Kevin Gausman with the win. Let's dive into the box score, shall we? Gausman went 6 innings, only allowed 1 earned run, and struck out 10 batters. While Guerrero Jr. homered, Kiner Falefa homered, Varsho homered, as the Blue Jays have brought back the home run jacket just in time. Man, power coming out tonight in Detroit. A weird thing there where there was some kind of a power surge, so the Blue Jays couldn't get their broadcast on the air, at least until later. Somewhat ironic that the Blue Jays' power was one of the deciding factors there. So 9-1 win for the Big Birds tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow's contest here in Bradenton. We'll get started same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, with the 6:15 p.m. Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. The pitching matchup sends Michael Kennedy, a southpaw, to the bump for the Marauders, while Fernando Perez, the right-hander, goes for the Jays. Two ranked prospects in their respective systems. Should be a dandy. Hope he can join us. Again, 6:30 first pitch, 6:15 at his Bar and Grill pregame show. That does it for our coverage tonight from Leecom Park in Bradenton. For our entire hard-working front office crew back at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for joining us on your Thursday night. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast a little bit more than you did the result. One more time, the final score. The Marauders have taken 2 straight from the Jays, 6-3. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.